Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Victor's Thoughts. I'm sorry about the last couple of times. I don't know what was going on. My phone didn't want to work for some stupid reason. Honestly, you'd think it was Providence. Anyway, remember, if you like what you're about to hear, subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link will be in on our Facebook page, Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? And make sure to hit the like and share button. And of course, you know, check us out on podcasts everywhere, Apple, Google, Spotify. And if you're on the email groups that I belong to, you'll get a download link from Dropbox of this episode. And you can listen to it there. Now, this is a special episode of Victor's Thoughts. I say special because I'm talking about someone who's very special to me. Once in a while, a soul is placed on this earth for the betterment of mankind. By which I mean this earth, not a parallel universe, not some other inhabited planet, but this earth right here in the solar system. You've heard of such souls, for example, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, Mother Teresa. Now, this person isn't on the level of those people, but she's every bit as well, beneficial to humanity, I guess you could say. I am, of course, talking about my wife, Annabel Zarate. Annabel Zarate is the type of person who will help you no matter what. She does it at, she doesn't have it in her heart to not help you. Honestly, sometimes I think it's an OCD thing. Because no matter what, she's going to help you with it. Whether it's me, my daughter, someone in my family, her family, or just a stranger on the street, she will help them and try to make things better for them. I mean, you don't run into people like that every day. I mean, she actually helps people to the detriment of her own health. She had surgery back in November, and, you know, when she should have been sitting at home relaxing her shoulder, she didn't. She shoveled snow just like everybody else. She cooked just like everybody else. Even though she couldn't move her arm as much as she wanted to, she still did it. I mean, who does that? I'll tell you who does that. Annabel Zarate does that. Today is Annabel's birthday. She's 58 today. And I know you're not supposed to talk about a woman's age, but fuck it. She's 58. I've been with her for about 20 of those years. And I can say that it's been great. Sure, we've had our ups and downs. And I honestly don't believe I deserve to be with her. Because she's too good for me. I first met Annabelle back in the year 2000. My mother had just died on December 27th of 1999, and I was going into a new century motherless and completely sad with the world. That is until I met Annabelle in February, and we were at a training session for a Hoyer lift, I believe. She, of course, knew all about it already because she'd been in that job for a while, and she knew what a Hoyer lift was. I had no idea. I knew what a lift was, but not what a Hoyer lift was. But I became enamored of her. At that point, she called me one night to talk to the old lady in the house who could only speak Italian. And I relayed her conversation to her, and at that point, we talked. Not while she was at the client's house, of course, but afterwards. I liked her so much that I decided, what the hell, she shouldn't be paying this much in taxes. Then I realized she had not one, not two, but six fucking jobs. Six. That's right, six jobs. And she was making upwards of, God, almost $100,000 a year. Suffice it to say, I did lower her taxes a little bit, but I couldn't lower it all the way because her accountant was an asshole. But, yeah, the romance started after that because she decided to thank me with dinner right afterwards. And she became pregnant with my daughter. And we were going to get married in July anyway, but we decided to move the wedding up a couple of months. Because, actually, several months, actually. Yeah, I mean, she got pregnant after I asked her to marry me. Thank gosh. But, yeah, we got married on April 6th of 2002, and I started going blind on April 7th of 2002. I like to joke that God made me blind so I wouldn't look at any other woman but her. Little did he know. I fucked up many times. And like I said, I don't feel worthy of her. But she's taken me back out of the kindness of her heart. Not because she wants to control me or because she wants to dominate people. But because she has kindness in her heart. No matter what some people say, she is heavy-handed, I have to admit that. I believe one of her charges in the past called her a Nazi. And these are people that were in Auschwitz. Like I said, she is heavy-handed, and I really can't, sometimes it comes in handy, sometimes it irks me, But in the end, I know she's doing it for my own health. On some connection, I've always known that I was supposed to be with Annabelle. She is my soulmate. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you cut it, no matter how you dissect it, she is my soulmate. Judgmental as she is, bossy as she is, arrogant as she is my soulmate. But she's also kind, loyal, dedicated, hardworking, to the detriment of her own health, caring, generous, and no matter what, she will give you the shirt off her back if she needs to. You don't often come up to someone you can call your soulmate. Because they don't often exist. And it's very hard to find them. A person that you click with, that will put up with all your bullshit. She did that and more. She put up with my bullshit, my mood swings, my anger. And believe me, I've got quite an anger. She put up with it. And I don't think I'd have it any other way. She's always worked hard, both for me and my daughter. Mostly, I think, for my daughter. Because she wants to leave something for her. Not a lot of parents do that. Heck, my brother didn't care what he left for his daughter. I mean, I told him, well, why don't you pay that money towards a house? You're paying electricity anyway. And he said he'd rather have his daughter learn how to get those things on her own. You know, that's up to him. That's his sentiment. I don't feel that way. If you are going to raise kids, raise children, it would be ideal to teach them things like that. But in the end, you do want to make their lives easier so they don't have to put up with the shit you did. I remember growing up as a fat slob. I'd get made fun of all day, every day in school. I wouldn't be able to come home because I'd have to go to work because we couldn't afford the lifestyle we had, as poor as it was. We went to food banks and I had to work. Sorry, I had to yell at my daughter. I grew up to the point where I had to quit school. I had to quit high school in my 12th year. Well, after I finished my 12th year, I didn't have enough credits to get my diploma. I could have kept going, but we couldn't afford it. I had to drop out of school and I had to go to work full time. And, well, I'm not going to say whether that was a good or bad idea. Because in the end, I did end up going back to college as a mature student. That's something we have here. You can actually go back to college because apparently the work and stuff you do out of high school earns you some credits. And, you know, I got my certificate in community work and social work. And I started working from there. But my daughter doesn't have to face anything like that. She doesn't get picked on every day. She didn't get picked on because of her glasses, because she had to wear glasses like me. She doesn't anymore. But I had to wear Coke bottle glasses all my life because the doctors fucked up on my surgery. But my daughter doesn't have to go through that. Nobody picks on her because of her weight. She's got the best friends anyone could ask for. I've met them. I know them. They've been for her when things have gone down. And they've been for her when things have gone up. I never had that. I never had friends like that when I was younger. Maybe my life would have turned out a hell of a lot better. Who knows? But my daughter doesn't have to put up with any of that because of her mother. Annabelle Zarate has worked hard for what she has. She's worked damn hard. She's even got a frozen shoulder now because of the surgery, and she didn't do physio properly. But she's still working, even though it's killing her. She got spinal stenosis, which is hardening of fat between the spinal joints. That's causing her all kinds of problems. And of course there's fibromyalgia, which she has. She's in constant pain. Oh, let's not talk about the migraines and the asthma. But she does all of that. Despite her feeling that way, she does everything, work, cooking, cleaning, laundry, whatever. She does it all. Now, what kind of soul do you find that? What kind of soul is that in a person? People like that don't just appear out of nowhere. They have to go through hell when they're younger. And yes, she's got issues of her own. I won't deny it. She's not a perfect soul. Neither am I, for that matter. She is only human, thank God. I'd hate to think if she was Superwoman. But suffice it to say, she does sometimes act like she's Superwoman, trying to be there for everyone whenever she can, working hard whenever she can, working properly whenever she can. Fixing other people's fuck-ups whenever she can. God, there was one time we had a car, her very first car, and the windshield wipers stopped. So MacGyver decided to rig a rope pulley system so she could actually sit in the car and move the wipers manually. I mean, my God. I mean, you just don't find people like that. And you try to hold on to them as much as you can. Because people like that don't exist. Well, they don't exist very often. Let's put it that way. So I want to wish Annabelle Zarate a happy birthday and many more to come. I love you, Annabelle Zarate. You are my wife. You are my everything. And you are my soulmate. And I hope you know how much I care about you. How much I want your happiness. Because you deserve a hell of a lot more than happiness. And I try to do that as much as I can. Annabelle Zarate, I love you. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Remember, if you like what you heard, there's lots more on my channel, so go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Take care, folks.